The Addiction Process, From Enslavement to Recovery. By Edward J. Kantsian. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Addiction Process, From Enslavement to Recovery by Edward J. Kantsian is a comprehensive guide to understanding the addiction process and how it can be treated. The book begins with an overview of the various types of addictions, including alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, food, and other compulsive behaviors. It then examines the psychological aspects of addiction, such as denial and rationalization, as well as its biological basis in terms of genetic predisposition and neurochemical changes in the brain. Kantsian also looks at how social factors contribute to addiction, such as family dynamics or peer pressure. He discusses different treatment approaches for each type of addiction, from psychotherapy to medication management. He emphasizes that recovery requires more than just abstaining from substance use; it involves addressing underlying issues that may have contributed to addictive behavior in order to achieve lasting sobriety. The book provides practical advice on how individuals can help themselves recover from their addictions through self-help strategies like journaling or attending support groups. It also offers guidance on helping loved ones who are struggling with an addiction by providing emotional support without enabling them or becoming codependent on them. Finally, Kantsian outlines steps for relapse prevention so that those in recovery can stay sober long-term. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The addiction process. The addiction process is a complex cycle of physical, psychological, and social components that can lead to enslavement and recovery. It involves a person's relationship with a substance or behavior, and the cycle of craving, use, and consequences. Main idea number two. The role of stress. Stress is a major factor in the addiction process, as it can lead to a person's increased vulnerability to addiction. Stress can be both internal and external, and can be caused by a variety of factors, including trauma, poverty, and mental illness. Main idea number three. The role of self-medication. Self-medication is a common factor in the addiction process, as people often use substances or behaviors to cope with difficult emotions or situations. This can lead to a cycle of using substances or behaviors to cope with stress, which can lead to addiction. Main idea number four. The role of genetics. Genetics can play a role in the addiction process, as certain genetic factors can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes genetic predispositions to certain substances or behaviors, as well as genetic factors that can influence a person's response to stress. Main idea number five. The role of environment. Environment can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain environmental factors can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes factors such as poverty, trauma, and access to substances or behaviors. Main idea number six. The role of social factors. Social factors can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain social factors can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes factors such as peer pressure, family dynamics, and cultural norms. Main idea number seven. The role of mental illness. Mental illness can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain mental illnesses can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes conditions such as depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder. Main idea number eight. The role of trauma. Trauma can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain traumatic experiences can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes experiences such as physical or sexual abuse, neglect, and abandonment. Main idea number nine. The role of shame. Shame can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain feelings of shame can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes feelings of guilt, inadequacy, and worthlessness. Main idea number 10. The role of self-esteem. Self-esteem can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain feelings of low self-esteem can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes feelings of insecurity, inferiority, and helplessness. Main idea number 11. The role of cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain cognitive distortions can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes distorted thinking patterns such as black and white thinking, catastrophizing, and all-or-nothing thinking. Main idea number 12. The role of coping skills. Coping skills can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain coping skills can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes skills such as problem-solving, communication, and relaxation. Main idea number 13. The role of self-awareness. Self-awareness can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain levels of self-awareness can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes awareness of one's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Main idea number 14. The role of self-care. Self-care can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain levels of self-care can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes activities such as exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. Main idea number 15. The role of support systems. Support systems can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain levels of support can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes support from family, friends, and professionals. Main idea number 16. The role of treatment. Treatment can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain types of treatment can increase a person's chances of recovery. This includes treatments such as medication, therapy, and support groups. Main idea number 17. The role of relapse prevention. Relapse prevention can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain strategies can increase a person's chances of avoiding relapse. This includes strategies such as identifying triggers, developing coping skills, and building a support system. Main idea number 18. The role of recovery. Recovery can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain strategies can increase a person's chances of achieving long-term recovery. This includes strategies such as developing healthy habits, setting goals, and maintaining a positive attitude. Main idea number 19. The role of spirituality. Spirituality can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain spiritual practices can increase a person's chances of achieving long-term recovery. This includes practices such as prayer, meditation, and connecting with a higher power. Main idea number 20. The role of hope. Hope can also play a role in the addiction process, as certain levels of hope can increase a person's chances of achieving long-term recovery. This includes hope for a better future, hope for a better life, and hope for a better self. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The addiction process is a complex cycle of physical, psychological, and social components that can lead to enslavement and recovery. It involves a person's relationship with a substance or behavior, and the cycle of craving, use, and consequences. At its core lies an individual's vulnerability to developing an addiction. This vulnerability may be due to genetic predisposition or environmental factors such as stress or trauma. Once someone begins using the substance or engaging in the behavior, they become dependent on it for pleasure or relief from distress. As dependence increases, so does tolerance, which leads to increased use over time. The user then experiences withdrawal symptoms when not using, which further reinforces their need for the substance/behavior. As this cycle continues, it becomes more difficult for them to control their usage, leading them deeper into addiction. The addict often finds themselves in denial about their problem while simultaneously experiencing feelings of guilt and shame associated with their behaviors. They may also experience isolation from family members who are unable to understand what they are going through. Ultimately, recovery requires breaking free from this destructive cycle by addressing underlying issues such as mental health problems that contribute to addictive behaviors, as well as learning new coping skills that will help prevent relapse in the future. P. Main idea number 2. Stress is a major factor in the addiction process, as it can lead to a person's increased vulnerability to addiction. Stress can be both internal and external, and can be caused by a variety of factors such as trauma, poverty, or mental illness. Internal stressors are those that come from within an individual's own mind. These may include feelings of guilt or shame, fear of failure or rejection, low self-esteem, loneliness, or isolation. External stressors are those that come from outside sources such as family problems, financial difficulties, work pressures, or social issues. When faced with stressful situations, people often turn to substances like alcohol and drugs for relief. This type of coping mechanism provides temporary relief but does not address the underlying causes of the stressor itself. Over time, this behavior becomes habitual and leads to physical dependence on the substance, which further increases one's vulnerability to addiction. It is important for individuals struggling with addiction to recognize how their environment contributes to their addictive behaviors so they can begin working towards recovery. Developing healthy coping mechanisms such as exercise and mindfulness practices will help reduce stress levels while also providing positive outlets for dealing with difficult emotions. Main idea number 3. Self-medication is a common factor in the addiction process, as people often use substances or behaviors to cope with difficult emotions or situations. This can lead to a cycle of using substances or behaviors to cope with stress, which can lead to addiction. Self-medication is an attempt by individuals to manage their own mental health issues without seeking professional help. People may turn to drugs and alcohol as a way of numbing out painful feelings such as depression, anxiety, loneliness, guilt, and shame. They may also engage in compulsive activities like gambling or shopping in order to distract themselves from uncomfortable thoughts and feelings. The problem with self-medicating is that it does not address the underlying causes of distress. Instead, it masks them temporarily until they resurface again later on. Over time, this pattern can become entrenched and more difficult for the individual to break free from without outside help. It's important for those struggling with addiction issues to seek professional treatment so that they can learn healthier ways of coping with life's challenges. Main idea number 4. Genetics can play a role in the addiction process, as certain genetic factors can increase a person's vulnerability to addiction. This includes genetic predispositions to certain substances or behaviors, such as an increased sensitivity to alcohol or drugs, which may lead to more intense cravings and greater difficulty controlling use. Additionally, some people may have inherited genes that make them more prone to impulsive behavior and risk-taking. In addition, genetics can influence how a person responds to stress. People with certain gene variants may be more likely than others to turn towards substance use when faced with difficult situations or emotions. Furthermore, research has suggested that there are specific gene variations associated with higher levels of reward-seeking behavior and impulsivity, two traits often seen in those struggling with addiction. Ultimately, while genetics cannot determine whether someone will become addicted or not on their own, they do appear to play an important role in the development of addictive disorders by increasing one's susceptibility and influencing how they respond emotionally and physiologically when exposed to substances or other potentially addictive activities. Main idea number 5. The environment can be a powerful influence in the addiction process. People who live in poverty, experience trauma, or have easy access to substances or behaviors are more likely to become addicted than those who do not. This is because these environmental factors increase an individual's vulnerability to addiction and make it easier for them to engage in addictive behavior. For example, people living in poverty may turn to drugs or alcohol as a way of coping with their difficult circumstances. Similarly, individuals who have experienced trauma may use substances as a means of self-medicating and numbing their emotional pain. Finally, having easy access to certain substances or activities makes it much easier for someone to become addicted. It is important that we recognize the role that environment plays in addiction so that we can better understand how best to help those struggling with substance abuse issues. By addressing underlying environmental factors such as poverty and trauma, we can create an environment where people are less vulnerable and more able to resist engaging in addictive behavior. Main idea number 6. Social factors can have a significant impact on the addiction process. Peer pressure, for example, is one of the most common social influences that can lead to substance use and abuse. When individuals are surrounded by peers who engage in drug or alcohol use, they may feel pressured to do so as well in order to fit in. This peer pressure can be especially strong during adolescence when young people are trying to establish their identity and find acceptance from their peers. Family dynamics also play an important role in addiction development. If family members struggle with substance abuse issues themselves, it increases the likelihood that children will develop similar problems later on in life. Additionally, if there is a lack of communication within the family or if parents fail to provide adequate guidance and support for their children's emotional needs, this can increase vulnerability towards developing an addiction. Finally, cultural norms around substance use can influence whether someone develops an addiction or not. In some cultures where drinking alcohol is socially acceptable and even encouraged at certain events such as weddings or religious ceremonies, individuals may be more likely to become addicted due to increased exposure. Main idea number 7. Mental illness can be a major factor in the development of addiction. People with mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder are more likely to become addicted than those without these conditions. This is because people with mental illness may turn to drugs or alcohol as a way to cope with their symptoms or manage difficult emotions. Additionally, certain substances can worsen existing mental health issues, leading to further substance abuse. The relationship between addiction and mental illness is complex and often intertwined. For example, someone who has an underlying mental health issue may begin using drugs or alcohol in order to self-medicate their symptoms. Over time, this can lead to physical dependence on the substance, which then leads to addiction. It's important for anyone struggling with both addiction and a co-occurring mental health condition, also known as dual diagnosis, to seek professional help from an experienced treatment provider who specializes in treating both disorders simultaneously. Treatment should include evidence-based therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, psychotherapy, group counseling sessions, medication management if needed, and other holistic approaches that address the whole person. Main idea number 8. Trauma can be a major factor in the development of addiction. Traumatic experiences, such as physical or sexual abuse, neglect, and abandonment can increase an individual's vulnerability to developing an addiction. These traumatic events may lead to feelings of helplessness and hopelessness that are often associated with substance use disorders. Additionally, trauma can cause individuals to turn to substances as a way of coping with their emotional pain. The effects of trauma on the brain have been studied extensively in recent years. Research has shown that traumatic experiences can alter the structure and functioning of the brain in ways that make it more difficult for people to regulate their emotions and behaviors. This makes them more likely to engage in addictive behaviors as a means of self-medicating or numbing out from painful memories or emotions. It is important for clinicians working with individuals struggling with addiction to assess for any history of trauma so they can provide appropriate treatment interventions. Treatment should focus not only on helping clients abstain from using substances but also on addressing underlying issues related to past traumas so they can learn healthier ways of managing stressors without turning back towards drugs or alcohol. Main idea number 9. Shame can be a powerful emotion that can lead to addiction. People who feel ashamed of themselves, their actions, or their circumstances may turn to substances as a way of coping with these feelings. Shame is often linked to feelings of guilt, inadequacy, and worthlessness. These emotions can make people more vulnerable to developing an addiction because they are seeking relief from the pain associated with them. Addiction is often seen as a form of self-medication for those struggling with shame and other difficult emotions. By using drugs or alcohol, individuals may temporarily escape from the negative thoughts and feelings associated with shame. This type of behavior reinforces the cycle of addiction by providing short-term relief but ultimately leading to long-term problems. It is important for those in recovery from addiction to address any underlying issues related to shame in order to prevent relapse. Therapy can help individuals identify sources of shame and learn how to cope with it in healthier ways than substance use. Additionally, support groups such as 12-step programs provide an environment where people can share their experiences without fear or judgment. Main idea number 10. The role of self-esteem in the addiction process is an important one. People with low self-esteem may be more vulnerable to developing an addiction, as feelings of insecurity, inferiority, and helplessness can lead them to seek out substances or activities that provide a temporary escape from their negative emotions. Low self-esteem can also make it difficult for someone to recognize when they are engaging in addictive behaviors and take steps towards recovery. It is essential for people struggling with addiction to work on building up their sense of self-worth so that they can better manage their cravings and resist relapse. In addition, having healthy levels of self-esteem can help individuals stay motivated during treatment and recovery by providing them with a greater sense of purpose and hope for the future. Self-care practices such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, exercise, art therapy, or talking to supportive friends or family members can all help build up positive feelings about oneself over time. Main idea number 11. Cognitive distortions can be a powerful force in the addiction process. These distorted thinking patterns, such as black and white thinking, catastrophizing, and all-or-nothing thinking, can lead to an individual feeling overwhelmed by their circumstances and unable to cope with life's challenges. This can lead them to turn to substances or activities that provide temporary relief from these feelings of distress. Over time, this reliance on substances or activities for emotional regulation becomes more entrenched and leads to addiction. These cognitive distortions also make it difficult for individuals struggling with addiction to recognize the consequences of their behavior and take steps towards recovery. For example, someone who is engaging in black and white thinking may view any setback as a complete failure rather than an opportunity for growth. This type of mindset makes it hard for them to accept help or make changes in their lives. It is important that those working with individuals struggling with addiction are aware of how cognitive distortions play into the addictive process so they can better understand why certain behaviors occur and how best to support those affected by addiction. Main idea number 12. Coping skills are an important factor in the addiction process. They can either increase or decrease a person's vulnerability to addiction, depending on how they are used. Problem-solving, communication, and relaxation skills can all be beneficial when it comes to managing stress and avoiding addictive behaviors. However, if these coping skills are not used effectively, they may lead to increased risk of developing an addiction. Problem-solving is a key skill for those struggling with addiction as it helps them identify potential triggers that could lead to relapse. Communication is also essential for those dealing with substance abuse issues as it allows them to express their feelings and needs in a healthy way without resorting to drugs or alcohol. Finally, relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation can help individuals manage their stress levels, which can reduce the likelihood of engaging in addictive behaviors. Overall, having strong coping skills is essential for anyone who wants to avoid becoming addicted or stay sober after recovery from an addiction. It is important that people learn how to use these skills effectively so that they can better manage their emotions and prevent themselves from turning back towards substance abuse. Main idea number 13. Self-awareness is an important factor in the addiction process. People who are more self-aware may be more likely to recognize when they are engaging in addictive behaviors, and this can help them take steps to prevent or stop their addiction from progressing further. Self-awareness also helps people identify triggers that lead to cravings for drugs or alcohol, as well as any underlying issues that may be contributing to their substance use disorder. Additionally, self-awareness can help individuals develop healthier coping skills and strategies for managing stress and other difficult emotions without turning to substances. Having a greater level of self-awareness can also make it easier for someone with an addiction problem to seek out professional treatment. By recognizing the signs of addiction early on, individuals can get the help they need before their condition becomes worse. Furthermore, being aware of one's own thoughts and feelings during recovery can provide valuable insight into how best to manage relapse triggers and stay sober. In order for someone struggling with an addiction issue to benefit from increased levels of self-awareness, it is important that they have access to resources such as therapy or support groups where they can learn about themselves and gain insight into why they engage in certain behaviors. With proper guidance and support, those suffering from substance abuse disorders will be better equipped with the tools needed for successful long-term recovery. Main idea number 14. Self-care is an important factor in the addiction process. When a person fails to take care of their physical and mental health, they can become more vulnerable to developing an addiction. This includes activities such as exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough sleep. Exercise helps reduce stress levels, which can be a trigger for substance abuse or other addictive behaviors. Eating nutritious foods provides the body with essential nutrients that help keep it functioning properly and provide energy throughout the day. Getting enough sleep helps restore balance in the body's system so that it can better cope with stressful situations. In addition to these physical aspects of self-care, there are also psychological components that should not be overlooked when considering how self-care plays into addiction recovery. Developing positive coping skills such as mindfulness meditation or journaling can help individuals manage difficult emotions without turning to substances or other unhealthy behaviors. Finally, having strong social support networks is another key component of self-care that should not be ignored when discussing addiction recovery. Having people who understand what you are going through and who will offer emotional support during times of difficulty can make all the difference in helping someone stay on track with their recovery goals. Main idea number 15. Support systems can be a powerful influence in the addiction process. Family, friends, and professionals can provide support that helps an individual cope with difficult situations or feelings of distress. This type of support can help reduce the risk of developing an addiction by providing emotional stability and security. On the other hand, certain types of support may increase vulnerability to addiction. For example, if family members are enabling or codependent on the person struggling with substance use disorder, SUD, they may inadvertently contribute to their loved one's continued use. Similarly, if friends are also using substances or engaging in risky behaviors themselves, this could lead to increased peer pressure for someone who is already vulnerable. It is important for individuals seeking recovery from SUDs to have access to supportive relationships that will encourage healthy behavior and discourage relapse. Professional treatment programs such as 12-step groups offer a safe space where people can find understanding peers who understand what it takes to stay sober. Main idea number 16. Treatment is an important part of the addiction process, as it can help to reduce cravings and provide support for those struggling with addiction. Medication-assisted treatment, MAT, is one type of treatment that has been proven to be effective in helping people overcome their addictions. MAT involves using medications such as buprenorphine or naltrexone to reduce cravings and withdrawal symptoms associated with opioid use disorder. Additionally, therapy can also play a role in recovery by providing individuals with the tools they need to cope with triggers and manage stressors. Support groups are another form of treatment that can be beneficial for those recovering from addiction. These groups provide a safe space where individuals can share their experiences and receive emotional support from others who have gone through similar struggles. Support groups may also offer educational resources about substance abuse, relapse prevention strategies, and other helpful information. Overall, treatments such as medication-assisted therapy, individual counseling sessions, group therapy sessions, and support groups all play an important role in helping individuals recover from addiction. By utilizing these treatments alongside lifestyle changes such as healthy eating habits and regular exercise routines, individuals will have a greater chance at achieving long-term sobriety. Main idea number 17. Relapse prevention is an important part of the addiction process. It involves identifying potential triggers, developing coping skills to manage cravings and urges, and building a strong support system. By recognizing what can lead to relapse, individuals can take steps to avoid it. Identifying triggers is one of the most important aspects of relapse prevention. Triggers are situations or events that may cause someone with an addiction to use drugs or alcohol again. Common triggers include stress, boredom, loneliness, financial problems, and being around people who use substances. Identifying these triggers ahead of time can help individuals plan how they will respond when faced with them. Developing coping skills is also essential for preventing relapse. Coping skills involve learning how to manage cravings and urges in healthy ways without turning back to substance abuse as a solution. This could include activities such as exercise, meditation, journaling, or talking with supportive friends or family members about feelings related to cravings. Finally, having a strong support system in place is key for avoiding relapse. Supportive friends and family members can provide emotional encouragement during difficult times and remind individuals why they chose sobriety in the first place. Additionally, attending 12-step meetings or therapy sessions regularly can be beneficial for staying on track. Main idea number 18. Recovery is an essential part of the addiction process, as it can provide individuals with the tools and strategies they need to break free from their addictive behaviors. Recovery involves developing healthy habits, setting goals, and maintaining a positive attitude in order to achieve long-term sobriety. It also includes learning how to cope with cravings and triggers that may lead to relapse. Additionally, recovery requires building a strong support system of family members or friends who can help provide encouragement during difficult times. In addition to providing individuals with the necessary skills for achieving sobriety, recovery also helps them develop healthier relationships with themselves and others. This includes learning how to identify unhealthy patterns of behavior that contribute to addiction and replacing them with more productive coping mechanisms such as exercise or meditation. Furthermore, recovery encourages individuals to take responsibility for their actions by recognizing when they are engaging in destructive behaviors and making changes accordingly. Ultimately, recovery is about finding balance between one's physical health needs, such as nutrition, mental health needs, such as therapy, spiritual needs, such as prayer, social needs, such as community involvement, emotional needs, such as self-care activities, and vocational/educational goals, such as job training. By addressing all these areas simultaneously through a comprehensive treatment plan tailored specifically for each individual's unique situation, people struggling with addiction can find hope on their journey towards lasting freedom from substance abuse. Main idea number 19. Spirituality can be an important part of the addiction process, as it can provide a sense of purpose and connection to something greater than oneself. This is especially true for those who are struggling with substance abuse or other forms of addiction. By connecting with a higher power, individuals may find strength and hope in their recovery journey. Practices such as prayer, meditation, and mindfulness can help individuals stay focused on their goals and remain committed to sobriety. Additionally, spiritual practices can provide comfort during difficult times by providing a source of solace and peace. Through these activities, individuals may gain insight into themselves that they would not have otherwise had access to. In addition to providing emotional support during recovery from addiction, spirituality also has practical benefits. For example, research suggests that engaging in spiritual activities increases self-control, which helps reduce cravings for substances or behaviors associated with addiction. Furthermore, studies have found that people who practice spirituality tend to experience fewer relapses than those who do not. Overall, incorporating spirituality into one's life can be beneficial for anyone recovering from an addiction disorder. It provides both emotional support through its calming effects as well as practical benefits such as increased self-control, which helps prevent relapse. Main idea number 20. Hope can be a powerful tool in the addiction process. It is often seen as an essential part of recovery, providing motivation and direction for those struggling with substance use disorder. Hope can provide individuals with a sense of purpose and optimism that they may not have had before, allowing them to take steps towards achieving their goals. Having hope also helps people stay focused on their recovery journey. It gives them something to strive for and encourages them to keep going even when things get tough. Additionally, it allows individuals to see beyond the present moment and envision a better future for themselves, one free from addiction. Finally, hope can help reduce feelings of shame or guilt associated with past behaviors related to substance use disorder. By focusing on what lies ahead rather than dwelling on mistakes made in the past, individuals are more likely to remain committed to their recovery plan. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.